and everything they tell you. Good evening from Ogden, Massachusetts, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen in at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. You are done. Or you can call me in the United States at 1-508-857-8334. Okay, and from Dr. Matthew Aaron, he is a PhD and one of our colleagues and best of friends. He asked me to bring this up on the show, and I've done it every night, so I'm not going to stop now. So on the 26th and 27th of April, we have a targeted individual rally. Now, this is taking place next to the east steps of the California State Capitol in Sacramento. The rally aims to raise public awareness about organized stalking, covert harassment, and energy weapon assaults, just like those experienced by the U.S. diplomats stationed in Cuba and China. Thousands of citizens are reporting the same crimes in California and other U.S. states, yet their voices are not being heard. Well, that's one reason why I'm here. I'm going to make sure these voices are heard. Attend the TI Springtime Rally to listen to the victims and give them your support. For more information, visit www.tispringtimerally.com, all one word. And you'll be able to catch up, sign up, offer your support, offer a donation, whatever you would like to do. Okay, this comes to us, I mentioned it last evening. This comes to us courtesy of Jeff Murray. Yesterday, President Donald J. Trump signed into law an executive order titled Coordinating National Resilience to Electromagnetic Pulses. This order advances increased resilience to electromagnetic pulses in the direct events by gathering and directing a better data system for testing and private sector coordination to implement protective measures. The executive order also instructs departments and agencies to coordinate and streamline these effects while fostering an environment through strong administrative leadership that promotes private sector innovation to strengthen our critical infrastructure. Now, excuse me, Frank. What I am actually, this actually drags in TIs indirectly. But electromagnetic pulses have been mistaken for quite some time for what is happening to us. So all of these items tethered to us, we're going to drag right into this whole situation. And President Trump has looked at what's happening in Cuba, in China, and is understanding what is going on. And he's no fool. Okay, so that is a step in the right direction, 100%. I can see this bringing more things to a head. And after all, Mr. Trump has promised to go after our situation as soon as he finishes up with his border issues. And that's coming from Karen Melton Stewart, another great friend and colleague. Okay, tonight I'm going to talk from the experts. And this is concerning our plight, our targeting. It doesn't deviate even for a minute from our situation. Many scientists, philosophers, psychologists, and military analysts have written on the possibilities of accumulating information directly from the human brain, as well as controlling human beings for various governmental and militaristic purposes using the aforementioned technologies. What follows are excerpts from recent interviews conducted by the authors with notable experts focusing on the capabilities of U.S. EMF technologies and concerns about human rights and cognitive liberty. Now, I brought up a phrase, and that's intellectual property. Well, I've added to that since human intellectual property. Now, in the past, intellectual property simply means, hey, someone has copywritten their book, or their screenplay, or their movie, or they've trademarked a name. Well, that's going to change, because these people are data mining us. They're taking inventions. They're taking hopes and dreams. So this is a reality. It's no longer in the back shadows anymore. It's right out front. Okay, so we contacted 22 experts in the fields of EMF technologies, and many of them would not comment. The following are quotes from four experts who were willing to publicly address the subject. The first one is Vladimir Nikolovich Lopatin, and he's from the director of the Republican Scientific Research Institute of Intellectual Property, Moscow. And he says the following. At the same time, the necessity of protection from information weapons, this is what he calls them now, information weapons, information terrorism, and information war is being discussed more often during the last years. According to the Secretary Department of the Russian Federation, directors of Russian Special Services, and the Ministry of Defense of Russia, based on the data of Special Services By the beginning of the 21st century, expenses for purchasing means of informational war increased in the United States at a phenomenal rate. Now, since President Obama opened the safe, shall we say, the BRAIN Initiative, that gave carte blanche to everyone to research the BRAIN Initiative. Okay, according to Article 6 of the Federal Law on Weapons, now this is an older law as of July 30th, 2001. On the territory of the Russian Federation, it is forbidden to circulate as means of civil and service weapons, weapons and other objects, destructive ability of which is based on the use of electromagnetic, light, heat, infrasound, and ultrasound radiation, and which have output parameters that exceed the amounts set by the state standards of the Russian Federation and norms of the federal body. Now, I just wanted to add one thing. Our standards are crazy compared to their standards. What we allow in this country is phenomenally more than what the Russians allow. So it goes right back to microwaves. They don't caution you to push the start button and get 6 meters away. They do in Russia. Many republics, they are outlawed. In Europe, in many places, they are outlawed. Some of them have remote switches. You put your coffee in and walk 6 to 10 meters away and push the button. But what I'm trying to say is our government looking out for us at all? Because microwaves are, you know, thrown out with the garbage, we'll say, or the junk. And some poor guy down the street might pick it up. And it might be damaged. It might be leaking. Well, guess what? He's not doing too bad because they leak brand new out of the box. So I won't own one. I suggest, as so many other targets have done, abandon your microwave. Okay, we have another scientist here. British psychoanalyst Carol Smith. She has a private practice in London, member of the College of Psychoanalysts and the Institute of Psychotherapy and Social Studies, and member of their Ethics Committee. Asked if there are human rights concerns associated with these particular non-lethal weapons, Smith answered yes. It depends, though, by what is meant by the wrong hands. For people who are targeted for experimentation, all such devices need testing. All hands are the wrong hands, be they government, private, commercial, or sadistic commercial. Now, there's a large company, I'm not sure if it has been bought out, it's Ionitron, a large company based in Arizona. Now, they've developed a plasma channel, directed energy weapons, and state in their website with the LIPC, laser-guided directed energy weapons. Laser-guided directed energy weapons work like man-made lightning to disable people or things. LIPC technology is Ionitron's proprietary type of laser-guided directed energy weapon. Now, once again, LIPC stands for Laser-Induced Plasma Channel. Now, these are a few new items that we're starting to pick up here. Now, plasma, as I have crawled down through all the rabbit holes, is starting to come up more often. So the plasma channel is how the energy is directed through the air at the target. Extremely fast femtosecond lasers cause light to break into filaments, which form a plasma channel that conducts the energy like a virtual wire. This technology can be adjusted for non-lethal or lethal use. Jim, should we put it on stun or kill? You know, this all goes back to old shows like Star Trek and so many others. But this non-lethal weapon terminology has to stop. Non-lethal, to me, means lethal, because they destroy a person's livelihood. They destroy a person's family. They destroy a person's life, until many just give up altogether and pull the plug. Sad but true. Discussing neurotechnology, Smith adds, brain mapping indicated to us the pleasure centers of the brain. Now, TMS is the accessing of these with rapidly changing magnetic fields to produce electrical fields and effects. So there is a sexual component. The perps would like to reward you for good behavior, but in my particular situation, I don't take anything from them at all, period. Nothing. Especially since they've elected to target my right eye. Thank you, I am done. So, if the right-hand rule is operative, the effect of inducing electrical field okay, folks, all in Russia. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good evening from Targeted, Massachusetts, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen, and I am your host this evening. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org in the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. You're all done. And while you're there, you might make a donation. There's a donate button there for those of you who would like to. And you can call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Okay, I just wanted to apprise you that on April the 26th and 27th of this month, there is a targeted individual rally taking place in California at the Capitol on the East Steps. Now, the rally aims to raise public awareness about organized stalking, covert harassment, and energy weapon assaults, just like those experienced by the U.S. diplomats stationed in Cuba and China. Now, you and I are all getting the same attacks and the same symptoms. So, why are they so special? No, it's time to figure out that we're special. Because there are enough of us that we could actually become a voting body in Congress. Okay, and this is courtesy of Jeff Murray. I'm going to summarize it really quick because I want to get back to our topic. Yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order titled Coordinating National Resilience to Electromagnetic Pulses. Okay, he signed this into law. But along with it are all of the frequencies that we endure on a daily basis. All of the radio signals that are transmitted. And this is important because there are going to be monitoring stations actively looking for signals. They're going to be actively looking everywhere for signals. So this is really great. It really is. Well, I've started off tonight by going over some of the experts who have given testimony. And the last thing that I mentioned actually was plasma. Now, this is something relatively new, I think, to the targeted community. But what they have just tapped in this particular quote are the pleasure centers of the brain. Now, they have also tapped into a sexual component. It's very unpleasant for targets, especially women, who can be raped electronically on a daily basis. And they have no one to turn to. We all get many phone calls. And we discuss it. And it makes you so angry that you really don't know where to focus it. So this is where I focus it. Getting the word out. Getting it out to everyone who will listen. Okay, in 2004, we're going back a little bit. As I stated in the beginning, I'm starting, or have started at the beginning, and we're rooting this thing all out, and I'm going down every rabbit hole there is. In 2004, the U.S. Air Force erected it. Time for a commercial.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Calling you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
Weeping from the heart of Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen, and I am your host. You may call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. And remember, at Republic Broadcasting, there is always a way to listen. And I might add that if you go to RepublicBroadcasting.org, there is a way for you to donate to Republic. I believe the next break will explain how. Okay, I'm going to get right back to our topic, because an hour is really a very, very short time to present this. So I'm going to ask for 2 hours, possibly, in the near future. In 2004, the U.S. Air Force Directorate Controlled Effects gives a clear picture of objectives. The Controlled Effects Long-Term Challenge focuses technology developments in three primary areas. Measured global force projection looks at the exploitation of electromagnetic and other non-conventional force capabilities against facilities and equipment to achieve strategic, tactical, and lethal and non-lethal. Here we go again. I'm really getting tired of this non-lethal weapons. Non-lethal force projection around the world. Controlled personal effects investigates technologies to make selected adversaries think and act according to our needs. And they seem to be controlling personal effects of United States citizens and making them think and act according to our needs. Dominant remote control seeks to control at a distance an enemy's vehicles, sensors, communications, and information systems and manipulate them for military purposes. The S&T Planning Review Panel looked first at extending the applications of advanced military technologies currently under deployment and then at new revolutionary technologies for their military significance. For controlled personal effects capability, the S&T panel explored the potential for targeting individuals with non-lethal force from a military useful range to make selected adversaries think or act according to our needs. Through the application of non-lethal force, it is possible to physically influence or incapacitate personnel. Advanced technologies could enable the war fighter to remotely create physical sensations such as pressure, which you are all familiar with. I've heard it 1,000 times. Or temperature changes, which I have heard 1,000 times from my fellow TIs. A current example of this technology is active denial. I'm really not going to get into the active denial system too much because it is understood already that it was used against Iraqi forces and they threw down their weapons. I think I went over this probably 2 weeks ago. So this one I'm going to stay away from unless there are questions on it. Okay, the next gentleman is Dr. Dean Radin. Former positions at AT&T, Bell Labs, and GTE Labs. Telecommunications, research and development. That's basically what he's into. And this is a quote from him. I have spoken with experts in this area, extremely low frequency, about health effects in general. And the consensus seems to be that non-ionizing electromagnetic radiation definitely does have effects on living systems, from individual cells to human behavior. The principal health concern is childhood leukemia associated with proximity to high tension lines. On other sources of EM like cell phones and microwaves, the jury still seems to be out, but they're not. The jury's been in for a while. He goes on to say, I strongly suspect that directed microwaves at non-ionizing strength can induce all sorts of behavioral changes through direct influence of the nervous system. This comes from my contacts in the non-lethal weapons arena, which is often lumped in with the hysteria over supposed psychic mind control. All things being equal, I'd rather see development of non-lethal weapons than lethal ones. How such weapons are actually used is another matter, of course. Well, a non-lethal weapon, I'll just give you one small part of it, and that's V2K. It's like having two people who act as friends sometimes. I think that's due to the Stockholm effect or Stockholm syndrome. But they are with you every day, 24 hours a day, all of the hours that you are awake, in the shower, in the bathroom, in your bedroom, on your way to work, on your way home. They're with you all the time, trying to drive you crazy. So, that's one small aspect of what is happening to targets across the nation and across the world. It's time to take a stand, and we're doing it. And I am not going to stop until this is done. Okay, the question is, were there ever elements of the intel military world engaged in experiments on human behavior, not mind control? Yes, many decades ago during the Cold War. But is such work still taking place? I don't know. Because if it is, it would be a black project. And then by definition, only those involved would know of it. I hope no such projects are underway, because I do believe that EMF used in a nefarious way can destabilize the brain and potentially generate feelings of violence or apathy. But I very strongly doubt that specific thoughts or intentions or actions can be induced. Very good. But very shallow. You have to understand that a lot of these people are going way out on a limb to offer these direct quotes. They're putting themselves in jeopardy. They're putting their jobs in jeopardy. They're putting their lives in jeopardy. So, I think that what I'm going to do is skip down a little bit. And talk about my favorite subject right now. And that is laser technology. Lasers have been used widely for communication purposes. They've been used widely to measure things, like the distance between the Earth and the Sun. They used a laser to do that. Okay, so here we are. The Directed Energy Systems Symposium will focus on systems aspects of DE, In a limited attendance environment, the system symposium consists of co-located technical sessions. Okay, now I'm going to go into what they call a course here, called Course 9, Military Utility Analysis for Directed Energy Systems. Classification, secret. Course description. This course will provide an overview of military worth analysis for directed energy weapon systems. The course will include a description of four areas of systems engineering assessment that are brought together to form military worth analysis. These are weapon system concept performance trade studies. 2, target vulnerability assessment. 3, engagement level systems operational effectiveness assessment. 4, wargaming and mission campaign level analysis. Each of these areas will be covered during the short course, with emphasis on the elements that are drawn from each of these areas to support military worth analysis. The course will particularly emphasize methods for assessing system level effectiveness in the context of traditional weapon effectiveness tools, such as the Joint Munitions Effectiveness Manuals. Course 10. Laser technology. Classification secret. I imagine it was at one time. Course description. This course reviews laser material interactions over parameter ranges of interest for weapons applications. Fundamental considerations of the optical coupling of the laser energy into the material will be presented. This will be followed by physics-based treatments of the response of metals, organic-based materials, and ceramics to the laser irradiation. I know one reason why ceramics is brought up. Ceramics are used sometimes with lasers to surround the optical point at which the laser is directed from. Okay, metals. Simple, one-dimensional treatments will be utilized to illustrate the general principles of the response of metals to laser radiation. Organ-based materials. The effects of high-energy laser, or HEL, radiation on organic-based materials, including fiber-reinforced composites. That would be fiberglass, like a fiberglass boat, plastics and coatings. All of these things will be reviewed. Materials will range from char formers and charring ablators to clean ablators. The relationship between the pyrolysis processes taking place in various materials during HEL. They will all be reviewed as a function of material composition, form, and structure. Now, let me jump down here a little bit. Course 11, Directed Energy bio effects, classification, secret, course description, and topics. This course will introduce the basics of the biological effects of directed energy on cells, tissues, organisms, and humans, with particular emphasis on the influence of such effects on the development of use of directed energy emitting technologies. The student will learn about the mechanisms resulting damage and emission impact of laser tissue interaction. The student will learn what tissues are most susceptible to laser damage based on wavelength, exposure duration, and irradiance. Potential mission impact of sub-zero threshold, and exposures will be discussed. The student will understand the nature of radio frequency bioeffects research, including human animal studies, modeling and simulation, and biotechnology approaches. Okay, now, topics to be covered include laser damage of the eye, retina, and cornea, laser damage to the skin. Now, I just wanted to let you know that these lasers do not have to be pinpoint lasers. They can have a much broader surface area to damage the skin. It all depends upon what the laser is and how it is set up. So we have laser damage of the eye, retina, and cornea. Laser damage to the skin. Now we come to laser safety standards. Laser damage as a function of energy, pulse duration, wavelength, and spot size. Okay, now the spot size is what I was referring to. You could have a spot size that might be the explanation for what Midge Mathis has gone through. She is a very wonderful, wonderful person from Targeted Justice. And she has literally been fried to the point where you cannot even recognize her in a lot of the photographs taken. It's disgusting. This is the human race. They are using these weapons on the human race. Not only the human race, but in the United States. So this is going to stop. So the laser damage as a function of energy, pulse duration, wavelength, and spot size. Now, radio frequency bioeffects research and the current scientific consensus on RF hazards, RF safety standards. They have to have safety standards. Of course, Russia has much more stringent standards than we do. So the U.S. Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Directorate released a paper which presents crowd control modeling and simulation. This report discusses behavioral changes in human populations. Now, what they want to do is give you a lesson on what to do and what not to do. The rat in the maze gets his reward or his punishment. Okay, we have a call. Ken from New York. Go ahead, Ken.
Hi, Frank. Thank you for taking my call. I've experienced a laser surgery several times for diabetes.
Okay.
I would never recommend it to anybody because it does damage your vision acuity.
Okay. Well, it makes a lot of sense.
And most people don't notice it, but if you're familiar with graphics of fine detail, that's where you notice it. For example, my vision afterwards would still be close to 20/20, but when it comes to looking at fine graphics or grids or horizontal lines, you'll see distortions in it. Most people wouldn't notice it. It basically, what I think it's doing is burning out pieces of your vision. And that's the problem is when you're, if you have broken blood vessels or damaged blood vessels that are too close to the retina, that's where the damage to the vision occurs. There, a better alternative that I've experienced is, and it's a little icky, it's having a needle in the eye and using an injection to dry up the broken blood vessels instead, because that actually doesn't appear to do any damage to you. They use a cancer drug off-label called Avastin. It wasn't very successful as a cancer drug, but it works great in eye problems.
That's very interesting and curious, because many cancer drugs do not work at all on cancer. They've found them to be
used. Call again. I see the show's ending. Good night.
Okay. Good night. God bless all. God bless all of you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.